presidential apology over climate. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. During a stop in Egypt to speak at a United Nations climate summit today, President Biden discussed his administration rejoining the Paris Climate Accord after former President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the pact.
I apologize you ever pulled out of the agreement.
The president saying the U.S. is making unprecedented progress reducing emissions and switching to renewable energy.
Climate crisis is about human security, economic security, environmental security, national security, and the very life of the planet.
Republicans oppose spending billions on green energy and have blamed the president's oil and gas policies for a surge in prices and record inflation. A record number of border crossings by undocumented migrants appears to be costing the head of Customs and Border Protection his job.
Chris Magnus is being forced out of his role with Customs and Border Protection. The best source we have right now is coming through reporting from the Associated Press, in which they cite that Brandon Judd, the president of the National Border Patrol Council, says indeed that Chris Magnus is in fact being forced out. It's the LA Times that broke the story, citing four unnamed sources. Those unnamed sources saying that the Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, was indeed giving him the ultimatum that if he doesn't resign from his position, that he's going to be forced out.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Heavy rain from the remnants of Hurricane Nicole covered the eastern U.S. from Georgia to the Canadian border today, while hundreds of people on a hard-hit stretch of Florida's coast wondered when or if they can ever return to their homes. Dozens of hotel and condominium towers as tall as 22 stories were declared uninhabitable in Daytona Beach Shores and New Smyrna Beach after seawater undercut their foundation. That storm blamed for at least five deaths. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.
Many pediatric hospitals are inundated with patients reporting a surge in COVID, RSV, and flu cases. Dr. Jeff Seiden with New Jersey's Virtua Health Systems says they're seeing more than double the usual number of patients with respiratory problems.
We are seeing sometimes between 120 and 140 patients per day. Typically at this time of year, we're seeing somewhere in the 50 to 65 patients per day range. We don't have enough physical space to see all of those patients. And so we're doing our best.
Seiden says they're looking to turn waiting areas into makeshift hospital rooms because of such high demand. The Russian Defense Ministry says it has finished pulling out its troops from the western bank of the Dnieper River in Ukraine's southern Kherson region. The retreat announced earlier this week marks another setback for Moscow's war in Ukraine. Areas the Russian military withdrew from included the city of Kherson, the only regional capital Moscow seized during its 8.5-month invasion of Ukraine. WNBA fans will find out tonight whether their team gets a top pick in the upcoming draft.
The WNBA draft lottery will be held this evening, and there are four teams that have a shot at winning the top overall pick. Lottery odds are based on teams' cumulative record over the past two seasons, and that gives the Indiana Fever the best odds to win at about 44%. The Atlanta Dream are next with a 28% shot, followed by the Washington Mystics at 18% and the Minnesota Lynx at 10%. Whichever team wins the drawing tonight could be in line to get South Carolina senior Aaliyah Boston. She is the reigning National Player of the Year. Teams will have lots of time to think about their selection. The WNBA draft won't be held until April 10th of 2023. I'm Eric Messersmith, Fox News.
Wall Street ending the day in positive territory. All three major U.S. indexes, the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ, ending the day with gains, buoyed by investor optimism over news inflation may be easing. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.